أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 90 of Surah An-Nahl. This ayah we hear all the time in the Jummah khutbah. When the khutbah comes to an end, the very first person to initiate this, to bring this into vogue, was the great Khalifa Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahumullah, that used to read this ayah at the end of the second khutbah. And obviously, there is a very, very powerful message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends to us. And he wanted this to become a constant reminder, and that is why he recited it. Many of our imams continue to recite it. With regards to this ayah, before we go into some detail of the ayah itself, just some of the aspects that surround this ayah. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began his message in Makkah Mukarramah, many of the leaders in the outskirts of Makkah heard about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They heard about this message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst them was a person by the name of Akhtham ibn Sayfi. Akhtham ibn Sayfi was the leader of his tribe and his people, and he enjoyed a great status in their eyes, nobility and all of that. So when he heard about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this da'wah of Islam, he decided that he needed to visit Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and hear directly from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what this message of Islam is. His people advised him that you shouldn't go yourself, but send two individuals from the community on your behalf as emissaries, envoys. Go there and let them listen. So he took that mashwara and he sent two people to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they came in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam two questions. Man anta wa ma anta. Man anta, who are you? Wa ma anta, and what are you? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded with regards to the man anta, who are you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana Muhammad ibn Abdullah. That's where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped. I am Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Wa ma anta, and who are you? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Ana Abdullahi wa Rasuluh. I am the Abd, the slave of Allah, and I am the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he didn't stop there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then recited this ayah, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan, till the end. These people, before they left Makkah Mukarramah, they were still very keen to know who exactly is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they went around and they found out the lineage of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obviously it marveled them that such a noble lineage, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not bother to show his lineage. If somebody asks us who we are, whose child, we will be very happy to tell them if we have a pedigree lineage like that of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they went back to their people, they came back to Akhtham ibn Sayfi, and they narrated this entire incident. And then they recited, actually, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this ayat, they couldn't get the ayat the first time, second time. They continuously asked him to repeat, and he repeated the ayat, and then they learned this ayat. And when they went back, they recited this ayat to Akhtham ibn Sayfi, and immediately he commented on this ayat, and he said that we can understand the caliber of character that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is propagating. In other words, this message of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and of course the kind of personality and character that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not approve of is also in this ayat, and hence then they accepted Iman and Islam. One Sahabi, very famous Sahabi, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Maz'un radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he himself says, I brought Iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then once I was in the company of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that kayfiyat, that condition that normally would come upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and wahi would be revealed, that condition came upon him. And when that condition came upon him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through all of it, and when he finished, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this ayah, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan, till the end. And he said, there was something about this ayat that Iman became firmly rooted in me. My love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also increased many folds by the barakah of this ayah. So it is an ayah in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teaches us a very, very high quality of character, personality, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also prohibits us from a very low, debasing quality and characteristic. Inshallah, we'll discuss this ayah further. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.